The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Happy Monday, friends, and welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And we are honored by the fact that you have your radio locked on wherever it is. Our mothership, 550 K-Fire, Bismarck Mandan, or 910 KCJB in Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, part of the Flag family with 1090 KTGO in Tioga, and of course our replay on KLTC in Dickinson. I am Scott Hennon, and I'm looking forward to finding out what's on your mind. Our listeners today, where you can do that by picking up the telephone at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Is today the day you put that in your speed dial, right there in your favorites? I hope so. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. First-time callers always go to the front of the line, so make today the day you say, all right, I'm not going to talk about it anymore. I'm not going to yell at the radio anymore. I'm actually going to do it. I'm actually going to do it. So looking forward to that. Todd Mitchell is my partner on the program. You hear him, of course, on the K-Fire Cafe every weekday afternoon as well. And when he kicks me off the show solo like he did at the State Fair last week once in a while.
Yeah, okay.
All by himself here. Off. Yeah, how was your weekend there, Todd?
Hey, good. Well, in-laws audition. They kind of warned me, well, you know, you may... These may be more than you can handle, and no, we got along just fine.
What exactly is an in-law audition?
It's a family reunion on my wife's mother's side, and I've been warned the Odegaards can be a little much. Yeah, well, so can Todd.
So it was a good match? Good match is what you're saying?
It was a good match. We were in Godal, Minnesota, not too far from where the Vikings are... Actually, having their workouts and stuff, so should have gone there, but you know we had to get back home too, I guess. So,
how's the pie in Godal?
Oh, yum.
Seriously,
well,
man.
And it was potluck too, so of course you know everybody makes their best because they all gotta outdo each other. So, but what'd you do over the weekend?
Couple things. We did the family thing too. You know, our oldest turned 18. We're sending him off to the only school worthy of him in the entire, you know, 50
no
states.
Bias here.
Yeah,
okay, that, Homer.
he's going to be a Sioux this fall, and he'll be a freshman at UND. So,
who?
And by the way, no pun intended to our not pun, I guess, but no. I'm just having fun, Bison fans. You know, been to many a green and gold events. In fact, I'm planning a trip right now to Iowa. So I hope that gives some. I just had so much fun in Frisco. I gotta go to the Iowa game. So we'll be doing that. But anyway, Alex,
did they not retire the moniker by which you continue to call them? See, you're
please,
annoying Bison
please.
Fans and UND fans here.
Please do not get me going on that whole topic. You know that's like the dog whistle. You know it is, and it just uses it relentlessly. Anyway, sorry. Our son will be a freshman at the University of North Dakota. And anyway,
there
it was his birthday over the weekend, and it was very good. And by the way, I kind of flip the two best schools on the planet, and that would be Dakota and the University of Mary. If I were picking, I've actually been a student for a short time at the University of Mary, and I look forward to doing that again. I would go with the University of Mary only because they can do some things UND cannot. And that's a topic for another show. But, we do love UND. We have a great history of UND. My father-in-law, speaking of in-laws, was the dean of students at the University of North Dakota for a lot of years under Tom Clifford, and that's Jerry Hammerlick for folks that don't know that. And he was at O'Reilly, too, this weekend. So that was the other part of the fun this weekend, Bill O'Reilly and Dennis Miller. And a lot of our What's on Your Mind listeners came up and wanted to share their commentary before and after the show last night. Easier to do after the show, and I didn't get a chance to talk with a whole lot of folks after the show. But I'm curious, if you were there, what you thought of the show. My quick takeaway, Todd, was that Dennis Miller is flat-out brilliant. One of the funniest guys ever, And I don't know if this is improv or what, but his comparisons are just, you can't even remember them. You know, I mean, they're just so good. And I'm just processing the first line, you know, the punchline, and about to laugh at it. And he's already on 3 and 4. And it's very, very good. I mean, he weaves in the political commentary. It was much like he does with Bill O'Reilly on the most watched cable television program on the planet, and that's the O'Reilly Factor. So he starts, and you laugh at him, and then Bill O'Reilly comes out, does some analysis. And honestly, I'm sort of checked out of the national political scene right now. I mean, I'm really tired of John Boehner versus Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid not doing anything and Mitch McConnell saying if he only did this and Barack Obama blaming everything on the previous president. The whole thing just bores me to the point if I never said the name Barack Obama on this radio program ever again, can we get a Barack buzzer so when I do say it,
you could just do president for a while yet, though, isn't
it? I know, but I could say the president. That'd be okay because
well,
he
yeah,
is.
Sure, okay. Yeah.
But do you mind? Can we dust off a Barack buzzer?
Because sure, we can always do that.
And lest you think this is a partisan comment, I really am just tired of Republicans and Democrats both in Washington, D.C., not getting anything done. So I prefer to focus on, you know, great states like North Dakota where actually things happen, you know, and Texas, where I don't know a lot of folks, but I do know they're a lot like North Dakota's. Oklahoma would be another example. You know, sort of the states where things, South Dakota is a great example. South Dakota is working, and we could learn a few things from South Dakota right now, like i.e. no income tax and, you know, et cetera, which will be a topic of ours on Wednesday on the program in the upcoming legislative session. Al Carlson and Wes Belter are going to join us on the program and just talk a little bit about, you know, what's on the table for this upcoming legislative session. There's a couple of key leaders on the House side. Al Carlson, the majority leader, and Wes Belter, one of the influential chairmen of a very important tax and finance committee. So look forward to that conversation very much coming up on Wednesday. But our state's working. So anyway, O'Reilly, you know, when he talks quote-unquote politics, the current state of politics bores me a little. But here is what I really liked, and I'd love to hear from our audience again at 800-228-0550 to talk a little bit about what you thought of this theory. He told an amazing story I'd never heard before. I don't watch O'Reilly a lot. Maybe he told it on TV before. But he basically talked about the final days before the last presidential election in which everybody, the Romney folks, the Obama folks, the media, everybody believed and saw poll numbers that were public and non-public that Barack Obama was going to lose and Mitt Romney was going to win. It was about a 2 to 3 point lead. There was about 8 days left in the election. Then something called Hurricane Sandy happened, and, Chris Christie gave Obama a bear hug, and then everything changed because basically nobody was talking about Romney versus Obama anymore. They were talking about, you know, a president being presidential, right? So the poll numbers started to go the other way. Now, this is, now, mind you, the Thursday or Friday before the election, okay? So Bill O'Reilly says, you know, really, I'd like to get back to the issues. And it's all great what happened in Hurricane Sandy, what Obama's doing, he's doing what he should doing. But I'd like to get back to the issues. So here's what I'm going to suggest. I'm going to suggest to his staff, he's telling everybody in the audience, that the President of the United States be invited on for a half hour on his program the Monday before the election. So this would be in a few days. And Mitt Romney as well. And evidently, when there's big name guests involved, the man himself calls. So he tells a story about he calls David Axelrod. And he says, for those that don't know, a chief strategist, longtime aide to Barack Obama. He calls Axelrod in Chicago and he says, here's the deal. We're going to, you know, dedicate the Monday program of the O'Reilly Factor to the presidential race. We're going to give your guy a half hour. We're going to give Romney a half hour. And let's just, you know, mano a mano, go at it. Axelrod chuckles and basically says, no. We're not going to do that because we don't have to. Which telegraphs to Bill O'Reilly that the Obama folks now know they're ahead and they're going to sit on their lead. So Bill O'Reilly says, all right, I have to give Romney. And David Axelrod doesn't care. Says, fine, go ahead, do that. So then he tells a story about how he immediately reaches out to the Romney campaign to say, actually, not a half hour, you got a full hour, okay? You got a full hour. And, you know, Thursday turns into Friday, and Friday turns into Saturday, and this is happening Monday. They still have no answer. Staff's not returning their call, nothing. So Bill O'Reilly calls Ann Romney, the wife of Mitt Romney, and explains, we're giving your husband an hour. Obama turned it down. What's going on? We can't even get a return call from your staff. And she says, Bill, I apologize. That's terrible. That sounds like it makes perfect sense. Let me get, to Mitt. I'll talk to Mitt. You know, we're going to be together later tonight. I don't know if that was Saturday night, early Sunday. I'll ask him about it. Okay? You following all this so far?
Yep.
Finally, Monday, Sunday comes, and that's when they would really have to have the final decision. What are we doing Monday night, right? And meeting at early morning, kind of like we do, Todd, preparing for our show. If you don't know by Monday morning, in his case, a 8 p.m. show, you know, we got to do something different. Long story short, the Romney folks never call back. Even after the Ann Romney, they don't call and say, sorry, we're not going to do it. They blow off Bill O'Reilly on the most watched cable television show on the planet a night before the election.
How's that smart strategy?
Leading Bill O'Reilly to the conclusion that Mitt Romney didn't want to win. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I see now a new poll suggests most people would vote for Romney, no kidding, if they had the chance. In other words, Obama voters. And I'd love to hear from Obama voters who are in that camp of this national poll. But what do you make of that story? Tell me what you think at 800-228-0550. And we'll chat with Gary in Wimbledon first up next on the program.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
If frequent rains and cool soils continue into the growing season, be prepared to see some root rot. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field. In favorable conditions, infected seedlings may die. If they survive, plants with damaged root systems may be less productive later in the season, particularly if the weather becomes hot and dry. There isn't anything you can do to manage root rot once the seed is in the ground, but it is important to pay attention to root rot and record affected fields. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment or a resistant variety may also be good investments. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information on root rots, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I know it's Fly Robin Fly, but I can't remember the group, and I know Todd is going to laugh at me, so I'm hesitating, trying to get it. Don't tell me. Turn it up, Shane. Turn it up. Let me just think. It'll take a moment while I type into my Bing search engine.
Bing?
Just tell me. Just tell me.
No.
You won't? Fly, Robin, fly.
Silver Convention.
Silver Convention? Is that? I would never remember.
I have a 45 someplace.
I picked up a whole load of 45s at our KTGO studio the other day, and I was thinking we should do Tioga Tuesday, where we use bumper music that came from the radio station. So we're going to work on that.
You've got to use the records, too. You can't, you know, because all that stuff is probably, or most of it anyway, is probably available on more modern digital, but the whole point is to get that record clicking and popping and skipping and all that stuff.
Exactly. All right, so to pick up on the story from the last segment, what do you think Mitt Romney wanted to win? Did he want to win? Bill O'Reilly says he didn't want to win. What do you make of that story? I'd like to know that. And anything else on your mind? We have a full hour of open phones here. We're going to get to Gary and Wimbledon next because I promised we would. There is a new poll out that say Americans really wish they had elected Mitt Romney instead of Obama. Are you in that camp? And if you voted for Barack Obama over Mitt Romney and now regret it, Shane, who will answer the phone when you call at 800-228-0550. Press 2 to talk to Todd and I. Press 1 to leave your message. If you're in that camp, I would love a conversation with you, and I'll put you on the clock. You can say whatever you want without any interruption. I don't want to argue with you. I don't want to do anything. I just want to understand why you checked the box for Barack Obama and now regret it, like this new poll suggests is out there. I'm kind of curious more than anything. 800-228-0550. Is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. And we're going to talk bees at the beginning of next hour. We have a real live beekeeper on the program, Todd, to answer some questions that have come up on the program before. We're also going to talk about a Reuters story, a hatchet job. Did I say that? About Doug Goring, the ag commissioner, who's running against Ryan Taylor. There's a lesson in how the North Dakota congressional delegation has a great deal of influence over national media here. And the games they play very, very well politically. I say it as a compliment politically, but I think it's games most North Dakotans wouldn't like to see play out. We're going to talk about that a little bit today on the program, too. Gary in Wimbledon, North Dakota, what is on your mind, sir?
Oh, hi, Scott.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, and this is the first time I ever called your show. But I have a favor to ask of you, and I don't really like to ask favors too much, but have you ever heard of the Politchicks?
One more time.
Have you ever heard of the Politichicks?
Politichicks?
Yes.
I have not.
Well, you haven't. Okay. Well, you've heard of... well, anyway, they have a book out.
Okay.
They wrote a book, and it's called What Women Really Want. And they would love to do an interview.
That could be a few...
That's a long book.
Yeah, I was going to say, that could be a few days' worth of programs here on What's on Your Mind.
But anyway, I don't know if you Anne-Marie Morrell's one, Dr. Gina Loudon, and it's Morgan Brittany.
Well, I know Dr. Gina Loudon, actually. She is syndicated by the same folks that put our program to KCJB and KLTC our own flag family stations as well. She's part of GCN and that network. So I know her, met her, been at Talk Radio Rose before. We have what we consider one of the better producers in the business. He happens to be my brother, Chris. So we task him with these kinds of things. So, Chris, have you heard of the Politichicks that Gary has mentioned here? You can tell us on mic or off mic, doesn't matter. But
I have not.
He's not either, but he's on it. And normally whenever anybody's written a book, Gary, they beg us. They're sort of like the dog at the door that wants to come in. And
okay.
So as radio talk shows, you kind of tend to kind of ignore it. I'll just be completely honest, because it's sort of like, I mean, am I right, Todd? I mean, Cafe, K-Fire,
yeah.
Cafe, how many authors want to come on the program? I mean, zillions, right?
I could have five on every day and never catch up.
But the truth of the matter is there's a lot of great ones out there that should be on, and that's why we rely on folks like you, Gary, to tell us, hey, this is a good one, have them on. Because if you recommend any book you've got, and we just had Dr. Ben Carson not long ago, fabulous book, and any author, we're going to have Dick Cheney on later this week. He and his daughter Liz have written books, they're going to come on and talk about many things that have been not only in Vice President Cheney's book, but also Liz has collaborated with that neat family. I'm a big fan of the Cheneys, so they're going to be on. Do we know yet what day, Chris? I don't know, but just heads up, that's coming up this week. He said if he knew, he'd tell me. It's not yet on the calendar, but it'll happen soon. So long way of telling you, Gary, if you want the Politichicks on, we'll get them on, okay?
Okay, it sounds good. And can let them know, too, so I can contact Anne-Marie or Morgan. I know you've heard of Morgan Brittany, too.
All right. Here's the deal. I'm 49 years old. I'm turning 50 in October, and I feel like that, you know, every time one new name comes in, a few more go out. So I do apologize that sometimes I don't remember folks that I've met before. It's just kind of a radio thing. You meet so darn many people that you don't, and I feel awful about that. I wish I could do a better job of that. But
that's me, too. I'm getting older, too, and I'm getting more forgetful. So
yeah, it just comes with the turf, doesn't it?
That's so great.
One final question before we let you go, Gary, okay?
Sure.
You mentioned at the top of this conversation that this was the first time you called the program, so I assume you've listened before but just called for the first time today. Why don't you call us more often?
Well, I guess I just took a little while to work up the nerve, you know. You know, you're a little nervous sometimes. Your mind plays tricks with you and stuff, and... But now I just worked up the nerve. I said, I'm going to talk to Scott. I'm Facebook friends with you ever since, I think, for three or four years now, so.
You know, maybe we should have this conversation privately, but is it Todd that's kind of intimidating you? Is that it? You're worried that Todd's going to, you know.
Oh, no, nothing like that. It's just when you call in a radio station, you're always a little bit uptight, you know. Is it going to come out the way I want it to come out, you know?
You can say it's Scott. Go ahead and just say it's Scott.
You know.
So Todd has a question for you now. What do you want to ask?
Well, I was going to say, just go ahead and say it's Scott if it's Scott. That's okay. He can handle it. It's all right.
All right.
So is it me?
Okay, I can barely hear you right now. My phone has an annoying hum in it. But anyway, I just thought I'd tell you this, let you know, inform you on this. And I do enjoy your show. I've listened to it for many years. So.
No, Gary, I'm glad you called, and I hope this was a pleasant experience, so you'll call again. How about that?
Very pleasant experience. I enjoyed visiting with you there, Scott.
You as well, and let's remain Facebook friends. It's amazing all the different ways to communicate these days. Gary, thanks for the call. But a lot of people say, hey, I Facebooked you. And I'm like, okay, some people Facebook me, some people text me, some people email, some people call. I'm losing my marbles. I can't keep track of how people communicate. In fact, our youngest daughter is going to show me at some point in the near future how to go to Instagram, because then it's just a photo and like one line, I guess. Are you on Instagram, Todd? Have you done any Instagram? Yeah, me either. And I don't get it. But I'm thinking it might be simpler, so I might make the switch. We'll let it up to the audience, but very flattering comments from Gary. Glad you're listening. So why do you think Mitt Romney didn't want to win? That's Bill O'Reilly's theory. Why do you think Americans now in this poll really wish they'd elected Mitt Romney instead of Barack Obama? And can we find one brave Obama voter out there that would be willing to come on the program with us just like Gary did, only I'll just shut up altogether? Toddle, you'll police that, and we'll set the clock, and you can tell us, you know, if you're in that camp, too, that you wish actually you voted for Obama, but now you wish you had voted for Romney. And if not those two, who? 800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind. Call now.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota's home of Nassett Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nassett talks about the hometown of Nassett Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nassett Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NassettConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
From the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, and the Flag family of AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo Moorhead, as well as AM 1090 Rockin' the Bakken KTGO. This is What's on Your Mind today, brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. I can't wait for Cookfest to crank up next year. I'm trying to think of a way we can keep Cookfest going all year long. Find out more about it. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. North Dakota Oil does every single day, like, you know, 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact, and going a long ways to our energy security in America. Find out all about them at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, bringing you this hour of the program. Mark and Bismarck listening on K-Fire 550. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
I think Mitt Romney, you couldn't find a more squeaky clean politician that really had a plan for our country. I really think if he would have come from a Christian background, that he would have been elected president. I think that is true. I come from a Christian background. I voted for him in hopes of saving our country. And, this is a man who has good knowledge in the business world and would have turned our country around and been able to make decisions. Like, you know, our president's never made a decision. In the 6.5 years he's been in office, has never made a decision. He's always the least qualified person in any room. You would think he would surround himself with people that had at least half a brain, but that hasn't happened either. And so, I'm not sure why our country has a president. He certainly doesn't do anything. He doesn't uphold the Constitution. Matter of fact, he breaks the Constitution just about every day with executive orders and other decisions that he makes. He's not upholding our laws as far as immigration goes at all. If he would uphold the laws on the books in immigration, we would have just a fraction of the issues we're having with immigration today. There's just no doubt in my mind.
I want to just ask you one question as a follow up to that. You mentioned that you think if Mitt Romney was Christian, he would have won, and I really don't want to go there. I think Mitt and Romney are good people. I think that was very evident personally in the family they've raised. Think, obviously, you're right in the business acumen. So I can't believe, given that enough questions were raised about Barack Obama's you know, background. Yeah. That really, that was the reason he didn't win. I think he had a horrible campaign team. And Rick Berg's a friend of mine. Yeah. Let me just inject this.
Sure.
I would compare it to the North Dakota race of Heitkamp versus Berg. Heidi Heitkamp didn't win the Senate race. Rick Berg lost it. Now, Rick Berg's a very good man. He's a good guy. Yep. Look what he contributed in the legislative arena over the years. Look what he contributed in just 2 years in Congress. I'm not saying this to dog Rick Berg. I've said this, I hope, to his face. I just don't think he had the best campaign team. And that's why, you know, he loses.
The thing with Romney is I agree. These are great, wonderful people, very wholesome people. I sit down and have dinner with them anytime. But the religion that he's involved in isn't hugely popular. It's popular as a Christian religion. So I'm just looking at it as a popularity type contest. It has nothing to do with how wholesome these people are, because they're the salt of the earth, okay? Now, in Rick Berg's situation, I worked in mental health for many years. I helped clients with serious mental illnesses get into apartments and leave apartments. And then my thoughts are, if Rick Berg would have never been involved with Goldmark, because you talk to anybody on the street that have been involved with Goldmark Realty, which Rick Berg had a big involvement in at one time, that really put the nail in his coffin in my mind. Okay, I voted for Rick Berg in hopes of saving our country. Okay.
I think that whole thing ought to be studied by political experts at some point, because they're really, you know, number one, I happen to agree that Goldmark has its challenges, and I have some history myself, because I helped with some great North Dakota Guard soldiers assimilate a family from Iraq in North Dakota. They actually still live in West Fargo, and they started their tenure here in a Goldmark property, and it was a challenge, okay? So there's stories you can pick out, but to suggest that Rick Berg, who was no longer involved, was involved at that level, you're talking about a guy that is a multimillionaire business guy, and somehow that he's, you know, that was classic Democrat. So the only thing I think you can fault Rick Berg about that is the response to it. I don't think you can fault the actual factual part of the story, but that's why, you know, the Democrats in North Dakota are very good, and they're getting ready to do the same thing to Doug Goring. And probably try.
The story, let's talk about the factual part just for a second here. And listen, I would vote for Rick Berg anytime, over Heitkamp, okay? It's not even because the Heitkamps are bad people, because they're not bad people. I just think they're led astray by their own beliefs. They really kind of screw them up. But when it comes to Goldmark, you talk to anybody who's known anybody who dealt with Goldmark, and they've been screwed by it. Okay, now I worked with hundreds of clients in the last 20 years, and many of the people rented from Goldmark. I had a client in an apartment who was in the Goldmark apartment for about a month. He had to leave because he couldn't manage an apartment, and they didn't give him back any of his security deposit. And he was never in the apartment. They said, "Well, it was for cleaning." It was always a scam with them, and I would tell it to anybody.
Well, I just told you that I acknowledge challenges and have firsthand knowledge of things that did not get handled well so I'm not being defensive at all. I'm trying to say I think politically it ought to be studied at this point, because I think the real fault with Rick Berg's campaign is in how they responded to that, because it was a classic play you knew was coming from the other side. This was an enjoyable back and forth. I'll give you the last word, but we got to move on. Go ahead.
I agree with you that he lost that election, not so much that she won it. There's no doubt. And Scott, if you could take my number off the air, I would like to talk to you about some serious fraud issues going on in North Dakota government and the state employees taking home state money. Okay. Yeah, I'd love to share that with you, but I'll give you my number off air. Okay. Thank you very much.
You'll talk with Shane, so we'll put you on hold, and he'll get that information from you and email it to us. We can visit a little later. If you don't hear from me, feel free to email me back, and Shane, include my email, if you would, to Mark, because we fashion ourselves as watchdogs here, and whether that's Republicans screwing up or Democrats screwing up or independents screwing up, if it's taxpayer money, we want to be there. So we asked for someone that voted for Barack Obama to come on. I promised I would just leave it to them to have the floor and not get any kind of an argument with them. And it looks like Joe from Newtown, who's originally from Cleveland, is volunteering for that that particular post today. Joe, how are you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. I listen to your show every day. I'm on the road most of the time. Yes, I voted for Barack Obama. But you have to look at all the presidents that, you know, served the country for the people. And you can just about count them on your hand who was elected and did serve the people. Clinton, Abraham Lincoln, Kennedy. You know, these people really showed the country a way out, and they took care of the people. Barack, I voted for him, and he turned his back on the people, you know. And I'm an African-American, and I'm a Desert Storm and Desert Shield, and I'm back here in the oil field doing my thing, you know. My wife passed 3 years ago of 23 years, so I kind of looked at for the president to really, you know, to find peace and around the world that he could do as a president, you know. But he can't do it all. He can't do it all. You know, he walked in. He walked into a big problem in the first place. And he did change a lot of things, and he did finish the things that Bush, you know, did during that period of time. So, I have to give it to him for that, but his second term, it was off the chain, and I just couldn't agree with that, you know. Will I vote for a different president? Yes, I would. Yes, I would. If they're for the people, and they're going to serve the people, just like Abraham Lincoln said, for the people, by the people, you know, and we are the people who, you know, who serve this United States of America, and we is the ones who keep it going. You know, I'm 56 years old, man, and I'm still working. You know, and I'm busting my tail. But it's all good because I can see the future. I can see the coming, what is coming. But I'm hoping that it don't come, you know, because what is about to come is going to be something terrible. I spent 10 years in the United States Army, and I tell you, it's getting ready to hit the fan again.
Yeah, and I agree with you there, Joe, for sure. Now, here, can I ask you a couple of quick questions? Do you mind?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
So I have three things on my brain that I want to ask you. One is, if I understand you correctly, you voted for him the first time, but you didn't the second time.
No, I did not.
Okay, so the second time you voted for Romney?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and you explained why, and I think I heard you say, basically, this guy sold a pretty good bill of goods. He sold a dream. And, you know, got handed a pretty tough slate from the previous president. So, you know, I gave him a chance, but he lost me. He didn't seal the deal. It was all talk. There was all hat, no cattle, as we'd say in North Dakota. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir. That's exactly. It was all talk for his second term. I kind of like, I was on the bandwagon with him the first term, you know, hoping that, you know, okay, you're gonna do this, you're gonna change this, you're gonna change things around.
Yeah, okay. good talk, but no action. I got you. Now, second question, should he still be blaming Bush, you know, 6 years into his presidency?
No, he should not. No, he didn't. Because he had to take responsibility for the things that he did and didn't happen and that he didn't do.
Right.
And so if he can't really just stand up and be the president and say, hey, look, I'm going to take this. I'm the president. I'm going to take the full responsibility for this. You know, we need somebody else. We need somebody else who's going to stand up and face everybody and say, look, I'm going to do this for you because
exactly.
I am your president.
Exactly. And that was my final question. Who? Who next? Who are you going to vote for? I mean, who would you like to be able to vote for in the next election for president?
Oh, my God, man. I'm waiting. You know, I'm waiting to someone just, you know, I can hear what they want to do and do it. And I want to, you know, find out they pass their background. You know what I'm saying? See if they're about action. That's the whole thing. Because in the service, I learned I was an airborne ranger for 3 years. And it was all about action. You know, it's what you do that makes all the difference in the world, you know. And I came through it, and it was all about action, and I'm still pumping it. So I'm about action, and I need a president who's about his business, you know, not about this, I'm going to give you this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and don't do it.
Yeah, you've said it well, Joe. I think you're saying, show me, don't tell me. And I think that serves us all pretty well. And do me a favor, think of your short list and call back with who your top three is that you actually could vote for and that would actually be in that category, somebody that would show you rather than tell you. Great talking to you today, Joe. Please call again. Enjoyed the conversation. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Ted in Minot wants to talk about Romney versus Obama, listening on KCJB. We'll do it next.
serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Anxiously standing at the start of her first triathlon, she realizes she didn't swim an ocean in training to quit now. After a fall on the bike ride, she could have thrown in the towel. Instead, she used it to stop the bleeding. Through the loss of her mother and 4 rounds of chemo, she has endured. So what's another 3 miles?
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Do you love jerky? You're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you? MeatTaffy.com. That's right, MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what, let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. MeatTaffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now, we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six-packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou Blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat Taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We've had questions recently from our listeners about issues related to the bee industry, and we're going to talk with an expert from the industry next hour to answer some of those questions, and welcome certainly your calls as well. I won't remember everything that was brought up in the program, but I know we've talked about the bee population being down and being very serious. It's happened year after year after year, and also some folks wondering why bees are kept along the roadside. Somebody called one day about being stung, and I said, you know what, we'll get an expert. Dale Bauer will join us coming up next hour to talk about that. Take your calls. We're brought to you this hour by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil can and does, ladies and gentlemen. Check them out at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. We're talking about $30 billion in economic impact, 60,000 jobs, and economic security. Let's get back to the phones here. Ted in Minot, listening on KCJB. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, I just had a comment about the caller, too, the one before the last one you had on that talked about if Romney was had come from a Christian background that he might have won or whatever. But I just think it's funny that people think that people of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints aren't Christians. I mean, the name pretty much says it all. And you didn't want to touch on that, but that was my comment for that. I think it's pretty funny. And the other thing, the more important thing that I think is going on that people need to wake up to is this whole Democrat-Republican thing. We just need to get that out of our heads and just realize as a people that if the political road that was paved by the Democrats and the Republicans have led us to where we are right now, then what use was the road? I mean, the Democrat Party, in my opinion, has been formed to slowly away to erode our rights away from us as a people, and the Republican has only been there to sometimes temporarily slow it down, maybe stop it, but never reverse it. And it's been a steady decline with those two parties, and it's the oldest military strategy on earth is divide and conquer. And the Republican Party is in my mind just a way for half of us to feel like we have a dog in the fight. And that's my view on it. We need to focus on getting them both out of there and forget the Democrat, forget the Republican, get people in there that are willing to make some changes, get us going in the right direction. So
I appreciate that, Ted, and I share your frustration. I really do. I don't know that the route that you think would fix it is quick enough to fix it, because I don't know how much time we have. You know what I mean? And yet I understand the sentiment 100%. Completely agree. And then, by the way, while North Dakota works pretty darn well and better than 49 of the 50 states, there's a big part of me that misses the Ed Schaefer Republicans in North Dakota even. And they are less in number all the time. And, I'm talking about friends of mine. So I'm just being completely honest with you. I think we ought to stick to our knitting right here at home in our cities, in our counties, and in our legislature, and then just kind of branch out and fix the rest. But appreciate the call. Please call again. Glenn Mandan, you're next, listening on 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind, Glenn?
Yeah, thank you. I heard you earlier, a gentleman called about books, and then you were talking about the Obamas. A book everybody should read, I think, is that book that just came out. It's called Blood Feud. It's about the Clintons and the Obamas. And that will pretty much explain why our country's going the way it is. Obama, when he got in there, elected the second time, he had no intentions of helping this country whatsoever.
I'm familiar with the book, Glenn, and it's a good recommendation for our listeners. Edward Klein is the author. We have had him on. I can't remember if he was on one of the Flag Family shows or on with Todd and I, but nonetheless, I agree with you. Good recommendation, good reading, and we love getting good recommendations from our listeners. You know, Wayne Stengem was on recently, and we actually kind of a planned follow-up with him. And, okay, he wasn't on What's on Your Mind. So we'll schedule Ed Klein. He was on What's on Your Mind, but not on the hour that airs on 550 KFIRE, KCJB, and KLTC. So to the listener, Glenn, we're on it. Okay, we'll add that one to the list as well. I started to mention we have an IOU to finish a conversation on crime with our Attorney General, Wayne Stengem. I saw him recently out in Canmere at the North Dakota Petroleum Council's Bach and Rocks Cookfest, and he made a recommendation. He said, I think you need to have your daughter Haley on the program at least once a week. And she happens to be in the studio today, so how are you there, Haley?
Good.
Say hi to the What's on Your Mind audience.
Hi.
How was your weekend?
Good.
Tell folks what you were just doing a moment ago.
I was in the miracle chair.
we advertise for the miracle chair, and we actually have one right here in the studio. And it takes a 11-year-old, it takes a fifth grader, soon to be a sixth grader, to teach the old man something. Sit in the miracle chair you talk about once in a while. I haven't done that for a while, so do you think I could have a little turn later on?
Maybe.
Okay. Now, this weekend, you and I made a little deal, and that was you were going to teach me how to do the Instagram thing. Because the last time you were on, we did the Snapchat thing, and I'm not doing that. I don't want to deal with that. That's too weird. Help me set up an Instagram account for the audience to follow us?
Sure.
How about Todd? Would you help Todd out?
Yeah, sure.
Todd, you up for that?
Oh, that sounded enthusiastic, didn't it? Yeah, sure.
Now, what's going on, Haley? You usually have a little more zip. Are you tired after a long weekend or what?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because...
Okay, can we give you a full hour to recharge your batteries and then come on and do a little Instagram action about an hour from now? Will you do that?
Fine.
We're going to get Haley some caffeine.
Fine.
And yeah, she'll be back with the Instagram thing coming up. And we'll answer the question, are you smarter than a sixth grader? And the answer for me is no. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a home contract. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
All right, let's head to the North Dakota Truck Wash Hotline. Megan's on the phone. Truckers, listen up. If you're tired of the bugs and they're out, North Dakota Truck Wash has a solution. Tell us about the special chemical you have, Megan.
Absolutely. We have a new chemical called Bug Magic. It's included with every wash that you get during the summer at North Dakota Truck Wash. It's also available for sale per bottle.
24/7. They're open at the North Dakota Truck Wash again, just south of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass in Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.